Welcome, Osite. That means good morning in the dialect of my guides. It does wear on you a lot, I have to say, when you're stuck listening to two guys talk all the time, especially in a pretty small four-man tent, and you can't understand a single word of what they're trying to tell you. So I do tend to ask a lot of questions. For instance, I knew before I came up here that the word for pond inlet was Matik Matalik, which means the place of Matima, but one of my goals was to try and figure out who in the heck Matima was, and I've been asking my guide several different ways, and all they seem to be able to tell me is that Matima was one of the elders of the elders. But that's all I've found out about that so far. But anyway, back to the hunting yesterday was very similar to the previous day in terms of what we saw, although we did have two pretty important events happen. First thing, in the afternoon, we were moving pretty slowly along close to the flow edge when suddenly Shiady stops and he goes back and grabs his 223 from his Cometic. And looking out on the horizon, I can see the movement of something small, and dark and gray, and I'm thinking that it might be the back of a polar bear behind a piece of ice, when suddenly, bang, bang, what the hell are you doing, I asked him. Shooting, he says. Shooting what? Baby seal. Oh, well, that explains why I didn't recognize the thing that he was shooting at. I've never even seen that baby seal before. So sure enough, we get up there, and he had shot this thing right in the head. So I asked him, now, what are we going to do with it? And he says, our supper. And so it was. It was our supper. And then the other thing that happened yesterday was that at about 9:30 at night, after another day of looking over many smallish and a few medium-sized tracks, they crossed it. I would say maybe 1,200 or 1,500 yards in front of us. And it definitely had the swagger of a big bear, but honestly, I wasn't certain. Mateus, however, he seemed very, very certain. Generally, he's reserved, and he kept screaming, 9 feet, 10 feet, 9 feet, 10 feet. So we quickly go up to where this bear had crossed, and sure enough, these were the biggest tracks we've seen so far. They were quite impressive. I've also got a little bit better look at the bear, and it confirms my suspicion that we're overcalling these bears a little bit. I think this bear was probably an upper eighth, or maybe in the 9 foot range of a bear. Certainly a very, very nice polar bear, and I would have been tickled with him, that's for sure. So I'm wondering why we're not going after this bear at this point, and the boys are furiously arguing back and forth. But of course, I can't understand a word of what they're saying. Apparently, this bear is headed straight for the open water, and Mateus does not think that the dogs can catch him before the ice conditions deteriorate. Obviously, the ice becomes more and more risky as you approach that flow edge, and this bear was almost there at that point. These guys aren't really known for being cautious. In fact, they basically like to chase and chase, and their style is to push the hunter. So in this particular situation, with him being cautious, I didn't want to push the envelope and do anything too silly. Regretfully, we didn't get to go after that bear, but we did camp right here, where we last cut his tracks, and I'm hoping that he moved inland while we were sleeping, or maybe even this morning, and that we can somehow intercept this bear. In fact, we're going to look for him right now. It's a little more brisk this morning, that's for sure. The wind has kicked up, which definitely makes a huge difference in this country. But anyway, more later, Bowsite.